I'm David Brancaccio in New York. During the State of the Union speech last evening, President Trump took a hard line on immigration issues, but not as much on another key economic issue, the state of trade relations. Here's one moment.
The era of economic surrender is totally over. From now on, we expect trading relationships to be fair and, very importantly, reciprocal.
Now, for some context on the State of the Union when it comes to our economic relations with the rest of the world, I'm joined by Ian Bremmer, founder of Eurasia Group, a global political risk consultancy. Ian Bremmer, thanks for connecting here.
Hey, good to be with you, David.
So on the specific subject of trade last night, what did you hear? I mean, to me, the rhetoric wasn't really rowdy on that subject.
Yes, not dire, certainly not the inauguration speech that we heard a year ago, but took a couple of significant whacks at China. And given that that's the most important trade relationship for the United States and the world, I think that matters a lot, especially on intellectual property. And that is the issue the Chinese are most concerned about in terms of the potential for this to escalate.
So it was a choice to adopt the tone. Do you think it's actually a shift somehow in policy? I mean, this restrained tone on trade? I mean, many of the world's business and political leaders met with or saw the president in Switzerland at Davos last week. Do you think they got to him?
The president doesn't tend to take in information that doesn't validate his pre-existing views, with the exception of information about the markets. He does view the markets as a real sort of objective indicator. And he's been hearing from a lot of people that if he takes the steps against NAFTA that he's been planning, that that's going to have a significant negative impact on all these records that have been broken in the Dow that he keeps touting every day. And I do think that that has softened him a bit. But as we know, teleprompter Trump is not Twitter Trump. These are written by other people. Twitter is Trump, and his ability to shift on a dime when he gets agitated about something is pretty high.
Teleprompter President Trump said that he's turned the page on unfair trade deals. He did say that. It's also been noted, though, that the trade deficit with China, the U.S. trade deficit, is up about 10% since Mr. Trump took office.
Yeah, I think if you recognize that China is the focus now for the president and has been for a few months, and that some of the most concerning trajectory is about North Korea, where Trump has said the Chinese have to help us or else, and if they don't, then I'm going to hit them on trade. The fact that the North Korean environment seems to be getting worse, you saw outside the State of the Union, by far the most important news out of Washington yesterday was that America's expected ambassador to South Korea, Victor Cha, was taken out of that position because he's concerned about the possibility of a preemptive strike, and the White House didn't like his criticism on that. That all implies that the U.S.-China relationship economically is poised to become considerably more tense than it was over the first year.
Ian Bremmer, founder of Eurasia Group, a political risk consultancy. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.